Mike Del Judas from Big Shot and Billy Joel's band on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little tired. I'm a little tired.
Today. I hear you. This is not your time of day.
No.
Well, it's my time of day when I don't have to get up.
Right.
But when I have to get up, I can't go to bed. And then before you know it, I can't. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah.
The excitement. Changes, the anticipation.
I don't know how you guys do this. I don't know. All these years, I don't know how you do it.
We're not sure either. It just kind of happens.
Well, you said that once when we were back on Long Island, back when you were playing in a local band.
Yeah.
And you were going to come in and do some piano stuff in the morning and never showed up. I talked to you in the afternoon. You're like, I don't know how you guys do this.
So you prove why he can't do it.
Well, rest assured, I remember that moment as much as you guys do. It always chews on me. I'm like, damn, they got one on me.
I remember hearing Chaz going, where the hell is he? Try calling him again.
You know, I know everybody says when they, you know, we all saw you at the Village Pub and all the clubs that you did on Long Island. But, man, everybody knew then when you were on stage playing, it's like, wow, this guy's super talented.
Yep.
It doesn't always work out where a super talented, very nice person who's hardworking makes it.
Yeah.
There's just this alignment of the universe. How did that last piece come into play and you end up on stage with Billy Joel?
I guess... really good fortune, you know. There's so many great musicians out there, and you know, to land that was a blessing. It was really, I think, an issue of Billy going back out and Mark Rivera and Andy Sachon for the tour that Billy was about to go out for. They weren't there; they were still finishing out, you know, other tours with Shania Twain and Ringo Starr. So I think it was that on top of the fact of you know, having people look out for me, Tommy Burns, who was playing with me at the time, and then kind of, you know, got me in to do the rehearsals for this European tour, you know. So, and that's, it kind of just went from there. It snowballed, but I think Billy had a plan. You know, I think there was already a little bit of a plan in there.
So you were doing, and then were you in the Billy Joel tribute? Were you doing that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I was doing Big Shot since probably '99, and then still now, you know, along with this. But that's how it kind of happened. And all of a sudden, is, you know, I come in to do the rehearsals, and you know, I guess the plan was hatched that they needed another vocalist, and you know, it just kind of turned into something before you know it. And you know, in a single day, I was like, it was a whirlwind. And asking me for my passport, do you turn it up? I literally was just like flipping out. You know, it was just one of those days I just didn't see it coming, really.
Yeah.
You know,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell would they need me for? A million other better guitar players. You know, it's like, they don't need me on guitar. They got Tommy anyway, you know, just doing that. It turned out it was more of a vocal aspect that I didn't see. You know, I could never have been like, why would Billy need me in his band if I, you know, sing kind of like him when I do his stuff? It didn't make sense to me at the time.
Right.
And now it all makes sense. It's just an amazing thing. I was fortunate enough to stay on once Mark and Andy got back in. You know, I figured I was going to be out at that point. There was no need to have the extra vocal. So, but no, it just turned out, worked out great. And, you know,
it's been a while now, right?
Really, almost 10 years. Wow. Almost 10.
Mike Del Judas and Big Shot coming to the Toyota Oakdale Theater Friday. And tickets are on sale. We're linked up on the radio station website.
Awesome.
Do you remember the first big concert with Billy and walking out and like, what the hell's going on? What was that like?
I mean, that was, you know, ironically, it was at the Paramount where we just did we have a residency there now with Big Shot, and we, you know, we did the rehearsal there at the Paramount, and then there was a show booked at the Paramount that Billy was going to do for them right at the end of the rehearsals, and that was my first show in a 1500 seater, which was kind of nice to get. You know, at least get that under my belt. I don't think I played one right note the whole night. I'm not even kidding. Most of the night just took my hands off the guitar because, you know, the guitar chair was like, when he asked, hey, you know the stuff on guitar too? You know, oh yeah, of course I did. Yeah. You know, I mean, I did, but not really like as much as I do it on piano. So I had to like transpose in my mind from, you know, throwing it from the piano to that. But yeah, no, the first night was like a whirlwind. I just smiling ear to ear, couldn't believe it, just wow. up there kind of in amazement. And
it's
then,
gotta be
then
surreal.
We did the first arena. And, yeah, God.
Like you were doing a Billy Joel tribute band, and then now you're on stage, and Billy Joel just feet away from you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can touch him.
Yeah. I have those moments every night where I just like kind of look over and I'm just like, this is insane.
Yeah, Billy said, stop asking to pinch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane. And I watch his hands a lot too, because I know that I play everything like a hack. I play piano, like I got mittens on. So I look over at him and I just kind of watch. Oh, that's how he plays.
Oh, look at that. So eloquent.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's where the finger goes.
You pick it up.
Great piano lessons every night.
God. And you're getting paid to do it. And you're on stage and you're doing what you love. But I got to tell you, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Seriously. I've known Mike many, many years.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
No, really. It's nice when you see this happen to a nice guy who's talented.
At one time, Mike and I were Piano Man. I was the bartender. He was the guy playing there.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Oh, I appreciate you guys so much, man. Yeah. You know, I've known you a very long time now. It's amazing. Good stuff.
So this show Friday at the Toyota Oakdale, it's Big Shot. You'll be doing Billy Joel and other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Our show really, I'd probably say since 2010 now, is we really went kind of like 60-40. It's about 60 Billy and then a lot of classic rock, my original stuff, too, that's been worked in over the years. So, it's just like a mix of epic stuff, though, all stuff that you pretty much know. And now we got some new album cuts under our belt because we just did the 50th anniversary of Billy, which it is now, of his career. So these shows will all be kind of reflecting that, and we're going to dig deep and go into some older tracks.
Oh, that's great.
Maybe even some, bigger stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's band's really like a well-oiled machine now, so it's a really
Oh, it's so good.
Really
it's always a great show. I know that.
To me, it's always been a well-oiled machine.
Every single time.
Do you guys do Los Angelinos?
No, that's one I was dabbling between that one and another one on that album to do the other night, and I chose the other one. It's just kind of, I don't think enough people know it.
Yeah.
That's my dog, Miss Maxie.
Hey, Maxie.
Making a request.
Yeah, that's my man right there.
The only reason I ask is because that's the song that Billy played in Toad's Place that made the album.
And a video, too.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. No, I think it's a great tune. He messes with it a lot in soundcheck. He'll just start playing it, and everyone loves it. And then, as always, he'll stop and go, yeah, but nobody's going to know what the hell it is. It's going to lay there like a lox.
Oh.
You know, that's kind of...
Like a lox. Now what a schmear.
He knows. He's right. He knows. He knows over the years,
Yeah.
Mike Del Judas is going to work, but great tune,
Big Shot, Mike Del Judas, coming to the Toyota Oakdale Theater this Friday. Just such a fun show.
That's awesome.
What I like about you guys mixing in other music is that's pretty much like going to a Billy Joel Madison Square Garden show, because you never know who's going to walk out on stage.
Right.
And then you guys just play whatever, whatever.
Yeah, it's always nice to have that element because, and I've never wanted to be a mock act. I never wanted to, it was never in me to want to do the costuming or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was always to me, and I don't begrudge people that do that. I think there's a place for it and it's awesome and it's fun to watch. But for me to be up there, the authenticity lies in his music, not in what I'm doing, not in how I'm acting.
Yeah.
But to me, it's just about the music. We just want to play the songs. And there's so many other great songs that I've been influenced in my whole life, and I never wanted to just be a one-trick pony and just be singing other people's stuff. I got three albums of my own, and so it's always, that tough road where you're trying to mix in who you are and hope to not get pigeon-toed into one type of music or one thing. But, if you have a similar tone to people, it certainly helps.
When Billy Joel joined you guys on stage, I'm sorry, Bruce Springsteen joined you with Billy Joel on stage, did you guys have a heads up on that? Or how does that work? Do you find out like right before, during sound check?
Yeah, they don't like to let us know too much too soon because you know, somebody tells somebody and it spills and before you know it gets out. So I think they kind of keep it limited. We'll know, like, if we have to learn a song, they'll give us the heads up a few days ahead of time.
That'd be helpful.
And then it doesn't always work. It doesn't always happen. So most, you know, we were supposed to play with a couple of other people that didn't, you know, it didn't pan out. We learned the songs and whatever. But, yeah, it's usually a couple of days before. And Bruce was like, wow, you know.
What song did you guys play from Bruce?
Probably 10th Avenue Freeze Out and, you know, like,
and then
the big ones.
Yeah.
And like they mix it up together and he'll sing one of his. And I think, did New York State of Mind, I think. And, Bruce may have sang that and I could be completely wrong. And I probably just gave you two completely wrong songs.
but he sang Jersey State.
I look like an idiot right now.
That's okay. But you woke up on time, so
right,
you got
the
that
most
going.
Part, right?
I'm here for you. You see, I'm here now.
You're not awake yet.
I was tossing and turning, going, Mike. Out of any of the ones you got to do today, you cannot miss this one.
Don't do it again.
This will be the end of it. Ah, he's still an idiot. You know.
Where's Mike?
I lived a little hard back then. Too,
not you know.
Well, you know, you're not. Artists are not built to wake up early in the morning.
That's why I become an artist. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You're creative.
Yeah.
I'm all night.
Now, we're so happy for you and your
man.
Success, and couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Seriously.
And, man, if you want to go see a good concert, this show Friday at the Toyota Oakdale Theater, you will just be blown away.
Won't be disappointed.
Mike Del Judas and Big Shot. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you again.
Same, man.
All right.
Same.
Talk to you soon.
See you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.